You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Just over a week ago, Tsifiwe Shivengwa, the CEO of the Tourism Business Council, said a decision to unlock our borders to international travel had to be made within 7 days. Well, that decision was announced last night after intense lobbying by the sector. And Tsifiwe, good news at least, but it came a little too late for the North Coast's iconic Fairmont Zimbali Hotel, which has entered business rescue. What do you make of the decision last night?
No, absolutely good news. It is something that as an industry, we have been calling for. I was just looking back at my notes. Sometime in June, we went to Parliament and we talked about opening the borders. By this month, September. Although we didn't get the September date, we got the October date. At least it did happen. The announcement did happen in September. You're quite right. We had to talk to government to say, look, we have 7 days to make this decision. A lot of people were about to trigger, you know, more retrenchments. We are quite delighted that, you know, the decision is made. Although, you know, we do believe that it was made a bit late. And that's why we are seeing, you know, some of the properties like the Fairmont Zimbali pretty much getting into business rescue. So it's going to be a tough time for the industry. Although we are open now for international travel, there's still a long road ahead in terms of stimulating demand.
Now, that becomes the key issue, doesn't it? Stimulating demand in a world, in an environment where travelers are going to be naturally fearful and reticent. How do we do that? How do we let the world know that South Africa is indeed open for business and is a safe destination for international travelers? What would you like to see happen?
Well, what we've done as a sector, we developed what we call the Tourism Industry Safety Protocols, which are already in use throughout the value chain of tourism. What that means is that you know, everyone within the value chain understands that we need to implement, you know, these protocols, including, you know, the wearing of masks, sanitization of tables and, you know, surfaces that needs to be sanitized, social distancing and so forth and so on. So everyone understands that. And we have been using those protocols, you know, for the past 3 months, you know, for the essential services, business travel, domestic leisure travel, and we'll continue to use those for international business and leisure travelers. Now, what that means is that, you know, trust is the new currency. People have to trust the destination in terms of the safety protocols to be able to travel to that particular destination. And it is the same for South Africa. They have to trust us. They have to see us implementing the protocols, which we have been doing. And we believe that, you know, that will go a long way in sort of settling the fears that international travelers may have. You know, once again, we're already in Africa. People have fears when they travel into the African continent. Now we have the COVID fear. We just need to do more as we've done in the past. And I believe we will, you know, rise again and we will be able to make sure that people see us as a safe destination where they can be able to come and spend their vacation. So trust is the new currency.
And importantly, I think for the industry, along with trust being the new currency, is the fact that travelers coming into the country won't have to be quarantined for 2 weeks, as is the case in much of Africa and the Middle East, where we see 35 countries have government-imposed quarantine measures in place. So there is that could be used as a positive incentive in terms of our marketing. You will have to provide a negative COVID-19 test result not older than 72 hours, but still it does make us a far more attractive destination than many of our peers in Africa.
Now, yes, absolutely. You know, the testing regime that was announced by the president in terms of the international arrivals, you know, I think that that's a positive to say, you know, let's get 72 hours negative COVID test. And I think that the industry will be able to implement that and the travelers will see that as reasonable, you know, in order to mitigate the spread of COVID. And it also gives the travelers when they are on the plane coming to South Africa, the sense of security that everyone who's in this plane has been tested and they are negative. So that is a positive thing, you know, from that point of view. We need to practice that. We need to make sure that, you know, we keep going, we keep monitoring. Us as a sector, we'll make sure that we're not super spreaders. And hopefully as time goes, testing regime can be relaxed as, you know, maybe, you know, vaccine is found or other therapies are found. I think that's a positive thing. that the president put out, including the app that the president spoke about that will be used, you know, as part of the track and tracing. You know, we have no issues around that. We believe that, you know, it will make us competitive. And again, we shouldn't lose sight on what other destinations are doing, you know, and what other technological developments are there when it comes to COVID-19 so that we can remain ahead of the game.
What about visa reform? Have we used this time to at least ensure that we have our e-visa system in place and ready to go, so to speak?
Look, that's one area that, you know, in the beginning of lockdown, I did go and visit the Home Affairs. The acting DG showed me, you know, the system that they've been developing. It is something that we need to revisit urgently because it's part of the legacy issues. We need to get those issues sorted out, including other issues that are quite important, including the infrastructure for tourism in many different provinces. We need to solve those issues, and we shouldn't take our, you know, eye off the ball when it comes to that, because to be competitive, the visa regime has to be sorted out. The issues around the transport permits and everything that has to do with that has to be sorted out, and many other small things that are on the way. We ought to do that fast, and we've got to make sure that, you know, we are ahead of the curve when it comes to the market. So e-visa is one of the most critical things that we need to do as a country. There are many other countries that are ahead of the game when it comes to that. We need to catch up, and we need to make sure that we introduce our e-visa to the world.
Absolutely. To be globally competitive at a time when everyone is going to be in a very similar boat and wanting to stimulate their local tourism industries, those countries that that have what we have to offer, very few of them that have the array of offerings that we do have to FIWA. Where it's long been held as a key strength of South Africa, that's been underexploited. What are we seeing, just lastly, among your members in terms of local tourism? I'm heading out to Kruger next week. We're going to be backpacking through the central Kruger and trying to find some accommodation at the end of the hike just to recover, because the temperatures are soaring into the low 40s. Almost impossible. Places are absolutely booked out. Are we seeing local tourism receive a boost from South Africans who are not just tired of being locked up, but also wanting to support the local tourist industry?
No, absolutely. We have seen an increase in terms of the bookings. Of course, we're talking about an increase from zero to something. You know, it is it's there. We acknowledge it. And next weekend is an exception because it's a long weekend. And therefore, many people want to get out and take advantage of the Friday holiday. So we have seen that, you know, various places are already fully booked. And we are talking to our members to make sure that, you know, protocols are followed, even if the place is fully booked. So that is a surge. It's a surge that we've seen now for September. But, you know, is it sustainable? No, it's not sustainable because we still have many hotels that are closed. If you look at the domestic market, how it operates, you have government travel, which is not happening now. Corporate travel, which is not happening. Conferences, they're not happening. So what we are left with is domestic leisure travel. Domestic leisure travel alone cannot sustain the entire industry the way it's designed from the past. So we need to get as much of that as possible. Let's get the international coming in. Government should, you know, trust our protocols and go back to traveling and do the business as usual. And also corporates should go back to doing business as usual. And when I say business as usual, I'm talking about business as usual with the protocols that have been put in place and the regulations that are, you know, in place. We need to go back so that we can sustain, you know, this industry and other industries that are dependent on tourism. Mm, so
absolutely.
It is important, you know, tourism is important to this economy. The growth of tourism means the growth of many other sectors that are linked to tourism.
I think a great point to end off on, Tafi, where the multipliers in tourism are not just those that are running the B&Bs or the hotels. It's all of those ancillary services that supply food or laundry or cleaning or maintenance, all of those things in the value chain that get supported as we start to see the resuscitation of local tourism. As I said in my introduction, it's a little too late for some in terms of Zimbali, and I'm afraid we might see a few more of those over the next few weeks and months, but at least the travel is in the right direction, excuse the pun. Tafiwe Tshivengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council.